Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Monday, March 18th. Let's learn some cool facts about the Open at Austin, the third Pro Tour event of the season. We are well into it. Don't forget to keep your source for all this cool information a secret. Be the cool kid at the dinner party, like I always am. On the women's side, at the Open at Austin, Owen Scoggins wins by 11. Coming into the final round off of her 10-54 rated round 2 and leading Kat Murch by 2, Owen started off hot. Through the first 6 holes, her lead over Kat would grow by 7 to a total of 9. From there on, Owen was taking her victory lap, and everyone knew it. After the round, Owen said, "It feels amazing. It still blows my mind. I'm over the moon. The people are so nice. I don't know when it's your week. It's your week." Insert Owen Scoggins patent-pending smile right here. She is so much fun to watch. In 2021, Paige Pierce won Ledgestone by 11 strokes. In 2024, Owen Scoggins dominates by an equal amount. The little engine that could just put down a marker. As I said last week, Kristen is the odds-on favorite to win Player of the Year. But don't look to her to dominate like she did last season. There's just too much competition. Owen, who I presume listens to this podcast, took that to heart. Some quick stats. Scoggins earns a 1029 event rating, the highest FPO event rating of all time. This is Scoggins' second career Elite Series win. She won D-Glo last year. Interestingly, after her D-Glo win last year, she thanked Kristen for being in Europe. This weekend, she didn't have to. In 2024, through 3 events, if you track the best round rating, the average of the best round ratings through 3 events this year is 1029. For reference, last year it was 1009, almost 3 strokes worse on average. One other fun stat to think about, Kristen shot 1 point above her rating and got second. Owen shot 45 points above her rating. While Owen did win by a lot, that's what it takes to win. Kristen plays average or below, and you shoot lights out. Thanks to PDGA Stats and StatMando for the leads on many of these stats. Let's run through the players who did best relative to their rating, and this is of the players that cashed. Owen Scoggins, as we said, 45 points above her rating. Cadence Burge, 30 points above her rating, and Rebecca Cox, 24 points above her rating. Congratulations, ladies. And the highest rated players to miss the cut, or not cash, Paige Pierce, Jen Allen, and Alexis Mandahano. On the men's side, Nicklas Anttila hit over 80 feet of putts on the last 2 holes to go birdie-birdie and hold off a hard-charging Kyle Klein, who had the hot round at 12 down in the final round. Meanwhile, Calvin Heimberg, who had 3 OBs in the first and second rounds, 3 OBs each, had none going into the final hole of the third round. He needed a par to tie Kyle and a birdie to pull ahead. He pulled his drive right, it wound up OB, he missed the 55-footer to save par, and Calvin, the final boss, would end up third. The thunderstorm shortened round skipped holes 12, 15, and 16, so with 3 holes to go, 14, 17, and 18, Nicklas needed 2 birdies to best Kyle Klein. On hole 14, he drew an amazing drive, set himself up with a 15-footer. He doinked it. Was it nerves? Was it bad footing? We had no answers, as we all just felt his pain. That meant birdie, birdie to win. Hole 17, his drive is 46 feet short and right. His putt drops in the front center perfectly, his longest putt of the day. Hole 18, his second shot puts him 35 feet out on the final par 4. One putt for the victory. The dark is creeping in. He drains it, center chains, and releases a finish roar that was heard around the world. Here are some fun stats from PDGA Stats and StatMando for the men's side. Nicklas Anttila wins the Open at Austin. It's his first career elite victory. Anttila led the field in birdies, C1 and C2 in regulation, and even carded an ace in round one to get the one-stroke win. Anthony Barella remains the oldest MPO winner on the Pro Tour this season. He's the oldest MPO winner on tour this season. Nicklas Anttila aced hole 10 in round one en route to his win, and that ace was on SportsCenter's top 10. This marks the first time an MPO major elite winner aced during the event since James Conrad did it at Worlds in 2021. And lastly, Anttila is the first MPO Finnish player to ever win an Elite Series event. In his post-round interview, Nicklas said he had one goal when he came to play the Pro Tour in 2022. I wanted to be the first Finnish disc golfer to win on the Pro Tour, and I did today. It feels good. He continued, "Of course, I was second at Waco, and after that I felt like I did not want to miss any more chances. If I got another one, I'm going to dig deep and focus on the next shot. I was telling myself before every shot that this is the most important shot in your life, and it worked out." Yes, Nicklas, it did. Congratulations. The best players relative to their rating, and the best players that cast relative to their rating: Andrew Marweed, 25 points above his rating, Kyle Klein, 23 points, and Evan Smith, 22.6 points above their rating. And the highest players to miss the cash: Alden Harris, Nicolo Castro, and Garrett Gerthy. It is tough to cash every week on the Disc Golf Pro Tour. We'll close with the Disc Golf Pro Tour standings. Gannon Burr is at 260 points. Nicklas Anttila is at 250 points. And Anthony Barella is at 249.3 points, just 0.7 out of second. On the women's side, Owen Scoggins takes the lead at 261 points, Evelina Salonen at 237, and Missy Gannon at 212. And that does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.